2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. It is Wednesday and it's Flipping the Switch. And I'm Suze Casey and pleased to be your host for the next hour for today's topic, which is mistakes. Mistakes are simply missed takes. That's all they are. And that's all you really need to know about them. But we're going to talk about them today and help you move them from those things that drag you down and wear you out and get replayed over and over and over again in your head and drive you a little crazier than you want to be. And we're going to help you repattern that and move that to something that's actually going to support you. I know that sounds a little weird, but that's what we're going to be doing. So I'm looking forward to speaking with you today. So if you can call in on 877-230-3062, that's 877-230-3062. Looking forward to having a conversation with you around shifting some of those mistakes into missed takes. So I talked on the overview of the show, I talked about it hurts when we fail, whether that be a test or a project or a friendship or a relationship. And so on today's show, we're exploring ways of supporting your kids, your friends, and yourself through challenging experiences by finding the lesson and using it as an opportunity to do a retake. So I want to tell you the story about how this came to be. And I talk about it in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It happened ages ago. I was teaching and I'd had a really rough week. And I know it was ages ago because I can see exactly the room I was sitting in. I decided that I was going to treat myself to a video. And that's in the olden days when we used to have to go to a store and rent a video. And I came home with a video and I watched the video and it was a comedy and it really raised my spirits and I really enjoyed it. But it was interesting because at the end of the VCR, at the end of the video, some of you may remember this, they used to do all of the outtakes or often would put the outtakes. And so I was watching the outtakes and they had a thing called a clapperboard. And this is something that they use in the movie industry that shows how many takes it is. And the purpose of the clapperboard is to sync up the picture and the sound so that when they are editing and putting different takes together, it looks like it's seamless and one. And so I was watching them do these, you know, take one, take two, take three, take four, and they got up to take 50 something. And it was so funny. And it was interesting because what happened is that the producer and the actors and the director, I guess maybe not the producer, the director and the actors, they didn't sit there and beat each other up for it or get mad or angry or frustrated. They just laughed. And then they would take a big deep breath and they would do a retake. And I thought, oh, wow, could I have ever used that in my classroom this week? I could have used a retake on some of those things that I had done because it had been a super stressful week and I had done some things. I wasn't the best teacher that week. I was the best I could be those days, but I wasn't, you know, compared to how I normally was. And I thought I could use the opportunity to do some retakes. So I decided that I would talk to my students about it and see what they thought about it. So on Monday morning, I told them the story more or less like I just told you and it described what a clapperboard was and how movies they do retakes. And that's why it looks so perfect. And our lives don't look as perfect as the movies because we don't usually give ourselves the opportunity to take one, two, three, four, five, or however many retakes we need. So we decided in my classroom that we were going to adopt the concept of retake. And so instead of calling things a mistake, if we said I made a mistake, it would be instead of saying I made a mistake, the students would say I'd like a retake. Okay, I'd like a retake. And you can use this for yourself. So instead of saying, oh, I made a mistake or, oh, that was so stupid, you can go, you know what, I'd really like a retake on that. Even if it's something that has happened that can't have a retake, you can still energetically ask for a retake and get it. Okay? So think of something that you've done in the past that you'd like a retake on, that you'd like to, you know, wind back time and just redo that. And keep that in your mind. We're going to do a general repatterning session here, a little bit of repatterning statements. I'll say the statement. I'll ask you to repeat it back. For those of you who are new, the repatterning technique is a way of moving your mind from where it's been to where you'd like it to be and raising the vibration so that you can then attract what it is that you desire. Because you're not going to attract it from the, oh boy, did I ever mess up there. Boy, that was really stupid of me. Okay? So I'm going to give you some generic statements to use, but I'm going to ask you to keep in mind the situation that you had that you'd like to have a different outcome, that you'd like to have a retake on. Okay? And if that monkey starts calling, I'm going to encourage you to call in, and you can call in on the 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. That number is toll free, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you. So let's start with the first stage of the belief repatterning technique, which is forgiveness. And forgiveness is around acknowledging where we are. So I forgive myself for believing I need to replay that old mistake in my mind. I forgive myself for believing I need to replay that old mistake in my mind. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I acknowledge it didn't turn out the way I'd like it to, and I forgive myself for believing I need to hang on to that old energy. I acknowledge that it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, and I forgive myself for believing I need to hang on to that old energy. And then breathe it in and let it go. And now we want to put the concept of retake in, okay? So I forgive myself for believing I can't do an energetic retake. I forgive myself for believing I can't do an energetic retake. Breathe it in and let it go. Now, sometimes you can do a retake and you can do it more than energetically, but sometimes you can't. And so I'm going to go for one of those times that you can't, just for the purposes of these general statements. I recognize I can't do a physical retake, but I forgive myself for believing an energetic retake won't help. I recognize I can't do a physical retake, but I forgive myself for believing that an energetic retake won't help. Okay, breathe that in and let it go. Okay, so this forgiveness stage really calms down that inner critic, that voice that jumps up and down and tells you what's wrong and tells you why you can't and all of that stuff. And it'll really calm that inner critic down so that you can then start to focus more about where you want to be. So the next stage is permission, and that opens up to possibilities. So we're going to open up to the possibilities of an energetic retake, and we're going to open up to the possibility of that mistake dissolving. Okay? I give the energy around that mistake permission to just dissolve. I give permission for the energy around that mistake to just dissolve. And breathe that in and let it go. And probably somebody's monkey is saying, but I don't know how to let it go. And here's the thing. You don't need to know how to let it go. You just need to set the intention of letting it go. And that's what the permission statement does. It opens up the possibilities, sets a potential intention. So imagine how it would feel if you could have that energetic retake. And I know that usually with the repatterning, what we do is we pick the emotions. But we all know the emotion of that feeling of mistake, and we know the emotion of the feeling of if I could only have a redo on it or a retake on it. And so I'm just using the two examples of situations because it's another way to repattern. It does not always have to be the emotion. Now, I maintain it's usually much more effective if we can get right to the emotion. But if you can't, it's okay. You don't have to dig around and try to find the exact emotion. You can just say, I don't like this situation and I would prefer to have another one. And I give myself permission and I choose. So permission is that opening to possibility. So let's go here. I give myself permission to feel like I would feel with a retake. I give myself permission to feel like I would feel with a retake and breathe it in and let it go. Okay, so now you should be noticing that that kind of knot in your tummy that was there when you think about that mistake is starting to dissolve a little bit. It's starting to ease up. And that's because you are giving absolute conscious direction to every cell of your body to just dissolve it. And dissolving it through the feeling of having the retake. Okay? I give myself permission to do a retake with ease, whether energetically or physically. I give myself permission to do a retake with ease, rather energetically or physically, and breathe it in and let it go. And what I mean by energetically or physically is sometimes you can go and say to the person that you had the situation with, you know, things didn't work out that well on Saturday. I'm wondering, can we do a retake on that? Or energetically, you can just in your mind ask that person or in your mind go to the energy of what it is. So sometimes you can do it physically in a 3D in real life, and sometimes you need to just do it energetically, and I shouldn't say need to, but sometimes you have the opportunity to do it energetically, and that will ease off because the reason that we replay those mistakes in our mind is because there's some kind of a hook on it. Trying to find the hook and dislodge it is not as effective as moving into the what you would want to create instead. So we're going to move into choice, which is what I call on the line, and it's a neutral position in a very present moment, and we put the two ideas together, and then we make a conscious choice. Okay, so I can hang on to the energy of that old mistake, or I can move to the energy of a retake. I can't do both at the same time. So repeat that. I can hang on to the energy of the old mistake, or I can move into the energy of a retake. I can't do both at the same time. And breathe that in and let it go. I can hold on to the mistake, or I can do a retake, and I consciously choose to do a retake. I can hang on to the mistake, or I can do a retake, and I consciously choose to do the retake and breathe it in and let it go. Okay, the big deep breath in is important, and it's important because there's a number of reasons. Number one, we are rewiring, if you will, those neural pathways in your mind, and when you're rebuilding and rewiring neural pathways, your body needs three specific ingredients. One is protein. So if you've been doing some repatterning with my book, you may find yourself getting hungry. And that's great. That means that it's working. Your brain is actually rebuilding some neural pathways. It's hungry, though, not for chips or popcorn or candy bar. It's hungry. Your brain is hungry for protein. So whatever protein source, and I'm not talking a 24-pound steak here. I'm talking handful of nuts or some peanut butter on a cracker or cheese, little piece of cheese or maybe a slice of chicken or something like that. Okay, a little bit of soy, whatever your protein sources are. You just need a little bit because your brain will go, oh, thank you. Okay, there's two other things that your brain needs in order to build neural pathways. One is water, which is why I encourage people to have water while they're repatterning. So if you've got some handy, do like I'm doing right now and just take a great big drink. Your brain will thank you. Most people in North America walk around chronically dehydrated. And so just upping your water, it's good for all aspects of your health and for mental clarity. Water is the best thing. Now, obviously, if you can have good water that is, you know, pH balanced and free of chlorine and all of those other things, that's the best. But your body will adapt to whatever water. So make sure that you get plenty of water. And then the third reason that we do the big deep breath in is that your brain needs oxygen in order to build a neural pathway. So oxygen, water, and protein are the three ingredients. And that big deep breath in gives that boost to the brain that it needs to do that creation work that you're asking it to do. Now, there's another reason that we do the big, deep breath in, and that is so that there's an opportunity for whatever it is that we're repatterning to integrate body, mind, and spirit. And of course, spirit, inspiration, respiration, those words all have spirit as their roots. So respiration, which means to breathe, is to re-spirit yourself. Okay? Inspiration is to bring the spirit within. And so when you're breathing, that feeds the soul. It feeds your spirit. It feeds your life force, because it is your life force, okay? Air is also how we're connected to the outer world. We breathe it in and we let it go. And, you know, not to get too technical, but actually you're breathing the same air as other people. It's where we're connected, is through the air, through breath. And so that is another reason why we do the big, deep breath in. And of course, the mind likes it because it helps keep the brain functioning, and the body likes it because it keeps the blood going and oxygenates everything. So, and the other reason is so that the monkey has time to talk. Because generally, we get going so fast, we'll go blah, 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 and we don't let our thoughts enter. And so monkey is just the word I give to your thoughts. If they're supportive thoughts, I call it the inner coach monkey. If they're not supportive thoughts, I call it the inner critic monkey. And whichever monkey shows up, it has great information for you. And so after the break, which we'll be taking in about probably 3-4 minutes here as soon as we finish these repatterning statements, after the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we get that inner critic to be on side and giving us information that's going to help us instead of drag us down and wear us out. Okay? So let's continue the repatterning. Just wanted to stop there for a moment and let you know why we're doing the big, deep breath in. And we're at choice. So I choose to move forward with a retake. I choose to move forward with a retake and breathe it in and let it go. Okay? I am free to be creative about how that retake happens. I am free to be creative about how that retake happens and breathe it in and let it go. And oftentimes at this stage, people's monkeys will say something like, but I don't know how to do it. That's okay. You've done tons of things in your life that you didn't know how to do before you did them. Things like drive a car, be a parent, make love, cook a roast beef. Lots of things that you've done that you didn't know how before you did it the first time. But you learned through the process of doing it. And mistakes are part of that learning. And so again, after the break, we're going to really focus on those kinds of topics, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. But let's just finish up this general repatterning first. So freedom is the stage where we try it on and we visualize it. So let's go here. I'm free to imagine how a retake on that will feel. I'm free to imagine how a retake on that will feel. And breathe it in and let it go. Okay? So the next stage, forgiveness is the first one, permission is the second, choice is the third, freedom is the fourth. The next stage is affirmation, and this is the stage where we go, oh yeah, I already know how to do that. So think about a time where you have done a retake, where you went back and said, that didn't work so well, can we try again? And had a good outcome on it. Okay, so maybe you were making something in the kitchen and it didn't work out so well and you did a retake on it. It does not have to be an enormous thing. It can be a small thing. It can be, you know, you did up your buttons on your shirt and then you noticed that you missed it by one. And so you undid it and you redid them again. Okay? So think about a specific time where you did a retake and it worked out well for you. And when we get to that part, I'm just going to leave a little blank for you to be thinking it. But remember to breathe in and let it go. And if you say it out loud, if you can, that's always more effective than just doing it in your mind. If you can't do it out loud, it's effective to do it in your mind more so than not doing it at all, of course. Okay? So let's go here. I know how good a retake can feel. I experience that when I know how good a retake can feel. I experienced that when I. And then breathe it in and let it go. So I might do something like, I know how good a retake can feel. I experienced it when I reorganized the book for Hay House. I wrote the book once and they wanted it in a different order. And so I did a retake on it. And it worked out way better. It's a way better book than it was in the order that I had started it with. I just did the best I knew how. Now, I could get all upset and think I made a mistake, or I could go, you know what, I learned from that and moved forward. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the second half. So let's do the surrender statement before the break. I am giving myself retakes, and it supports me. I am giving myself retakes, and it supports me. And breathe it in. And let it go. I'm Suze, and this has been Flipping the Switch. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. While we're on break, I would encourage you to jot down some of the places where you'd like some support in doing a retake or some support in shifting those mistakes to someplace else. I'll be back in two. Stay tuned. You're on CTR Network. Bye for now.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey. Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed that break, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you about helping you move some of those mistakes into what I call missed takes. So before the break, I was talking a little bit about how that showed up for me watching an old video and watching them do the retake. And we did a repatterning just generally on a retake. I'd like to repattern some specifics with someone. If you'd like to call in at 877-230-3062, that would be awesome. And I'd be happy to support you on that. So the question that I posed today in my musings, I guess it went out yesterday, was what if mistakes were simply missed takes? Let's think about that one for a while. What if mistakes were simply missed takes? What if you just reframed it that that's the way that you saw them? Missed takes. Takes that you missed. So when I'm saying missed takes, I'm spelling that M-I-S-S-E-D space T-A-K-E-S, missed takes. What if it was that? What if it was that simple that you could just say, you know what? That was just simply a mistake. And now I'm going to do a retake. And actually, you can do that. And you can create that. Okay? It's absolutely a doable, possible thing to do. And so we're going to continue to do some repatterning around that. And I'd like to just give you a little heads up here before we go any further. There's going to be some changes, and change is a good thing. I'm looking forward to continuing to speak with you on CTR Network, but effective the 1st of November, my show will move from Wednesdays to Thursdays. So take a big deep breath in. It's okay. Change is good, right? And I'm hoping that you'll all be able to follow me over to Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So 2 p.m. in the afternoon Pacific time, that will make it 3 p.m. Mountain time, that will make it 5 p.m. I'm doing this math in my head, watch me, okay, 5 p.m. Eastern time. And so I'm hoping that that will mean that some of the people in the Eastern Seaboard who listen in, and I really appreciate and value everyone who listens in, but I'm hoping that that'll give some of the people in that part of the country an opportunity to call in maybe after work. And so effective the 1st of November, but for the rest of this month, I'm right here on this time on Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 11 Pacific, 12 Mountain, and 2 Eastern. Effective Thursdays beginning in November. And so the first one is the 7th of November. Okay? So we won't be missing any weeks, just moving from a Wednesday to a Thursday time slot. So just wanted to give you a little heads up on that so that you knew where to find me, because I'm not going anywhere, just changing times, that's all. Okay? So let's look at this concept of missed takes. M-I-S-S-E-D space T-A-K-E-S, missed takes, instead of mistakes. When you look at it that way, all of a sudden it becomes much, much easier to deal with. And what I discovered with kids is that if they had confidence in themselves and they believed they could achieve, then that spilled over into having confidence and beliefs of each other and in their ability to learn. So what I was wanting to do was to create an honoring space for people to learn in a learning environment in my classroom. So when I went to them and talked to them about this concept of missed takes, they loved it. Because I wanted to find other ways to repattern in the classroom rather than I forgive myself for believing I give myself permission, because that just doesn't work very well in a classroom. You can do an occasional statement, but you aren't going to be able to work people through. So I kept looking for fast and easy things that could be done and integrated into what I was doing with grade 7, 8, and 9 kids. So the missed takes is one of those things. And my book is full of those kinds of little quick activities that integrated and they work for you. They're amazing little things that we can do to just help consciously retrain our subconscious mind. So when I shared the idea excitedly with my students on that Monday morning, they loved it. Mistakes happen when our thoughts and our actions are out of sync with our surroundings. Just like the clapperboard I was talking about earlier in the movies, they use that to make sure that the sound and the action sync up. And so mistakes are opportunities for us to get in sync with our surroundings. So we agreed in our classroom to frame every mistake as a missed take. And there was always an opportunity, just like on a film set, for another take. So this is, I'm reading from the book, page, I believe it's page 117. I'm reading off of my manuscript rather than the original book. I'll just have a quick peek in the book itself and see if that's where it is. Nah, it's not exactly where it is. Okay, so it's someplace. Not sure what page it's on, but it is in the book. Right. So, mistakes don't define us. Let me just say that one again. Mistakes do not define us. They are an invitation to try again, to get our thoughts and our actions in sync with each other and with what we are trying to accomplish. Mistakes do not define us. They are an invitation to try again, to get our thoughts and our actions in sync with each other and with what we're trying to accomplish. So this became a part of the way that we spoke in the classroom, encouraging each other to rewind or retake and start again, or to take 2 or take 3 or take 4, whatever number of takes it took to achieve what we needed. And then one of my students actually created a poster for the front of the room with the word mistake, K-E, and then an equal mark, and then mistake, M-I-S-S-E-D, space T-A-K-E. And I'd encourage you, if you've got young kids around or if you want that little reminder for yourself, that a mistake is simply a missed take. The Japanese have a wonderful phrase, which is, excuse my Japanese pronunciation, but it's something like nana korobayakoi, which translates roughly into fall down 7, get up 8. So take 7, take 8, whatever number of takes it takes. We added that concept to our classroom. There was a lot of laughter with the kids when they stumbled around, and it turned into that really easy way of moving through things. So before I take, there's a caller on the line, and thank you so much for your patience. And we'll get to you in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to just do one more easy repatterning. That's just a general repatterning. I forgive myself for believing those old mistakes define me. I forgive myself for believing those old mistakes define me. And breathe it in. And let it go. I give myself permission to consider mistakes as missed takes. I give myself permission to consider mistakes as missed takes. And breathe it in. And let it go. I choose to encourage my learning through missed takes. I choose to encourage my learning through missed takes. And breathe it in. I'm free to learn from my previous takes and move forward. I'm free to learn from my previous takes and move forward. And now I'd like to you to think of some time where you had to do a redo on something that worked out really, really well, and you learned and grew from it, and you got some really valuable life lessons on it. Okay? So think of a situation like that. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be a small one. But just think of a situation where you learned from something and moved forward. And keep that in your mind as you do this affirmation statement. Every experience is an opportunity for me to learn and grow. And then add including and say out loud something around that one. Okay, so every experience is an opportunity for me to learn and grow, including, okay, and then breathe it in. I am learning and moving forward, and it feels, okay, and then add the word. I am learning and moving forward, and it feels, and if you're getting that it feels great and you're on the upside of the line, that's terrific. That's where you want to be. If you're getting, I'm learning and moving forward and it feels hard or it feels challenging, that's when then you can then go into another repatterning. Forgive myself for believing that learning needs to be hard and challenging. Give myself permission to have learning be easy and move forward with ease. And you know what? I'm going to back this up and we'll do this one again. Let's do it as a group, okay? So I forgive myself for believing that learning has to be hard or challenging, and breathe it in. And let it go. I give myself permission to let learning happen with ease. That's what I want. I give myself permission to let learning happen with ease. That's what I want. And breathe it in. I can let learning be hard or I can let it be easy. And I'm choosing easy. I can let learning be hard or I can let it be easy. And I'm choosing easy. And breathe it in. We move to the freedom statement. I am free to learn and move forward with ease. That's what I want. I'm free to learn and move forward with ease. That's what I want. And breathe it in. And let it go. And then the next one is when you have an example of it. I learned and moved forward with ease when I was, think of an example of when you did that. Okay. I learned and moved forward with ease when I, breathe it in. And then your surrender statement, I am learning and moving forward with ease, and it feels doable or good, might feel new, and that's okay. All right? Thanks so much for doing those repatternings with me. And I'm just going to give you a little hint of what I have sitting on my desk that I use oftentimes when I've moved myself through something.
That was easy.
It's a little button that I picked up at Staples, and I think it was $5 or $6, and it just makes me laugh. I'm going to do it again.
That was easy.
They even have them in French that you can get them in Quebec. And I'm hoping that next time I get that way that I can get one, because I'd like to have one that says, "C'est facile." That's easy. I think that would be just really fun. So I hope that you have received some benefit from that. And I'm really looking forward to speaking here with Jimmy, who's been patiently on hold. Jimmy, how can we support you today? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. I enjoy your show so much. And this was a really good one for me to listen to today, because turning 59 years old this year,
Happy birthday coming up.
Well, it just happened not too long ago, and so looking at 60 in the face coming up, and, you know, I just naturally have a lot of visitation to the kind of what might have been or where do I go from here with things. And you just have a really great way of supplying words that I hadn't thought of, like talking about in the surrender stage that you just said about, and it feels like it's doable or possible. You know, those words just hadn't hit my screen of what I wanted to feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good to hear you put out those ideas of what the opposite of the bad feeling is, because when you're stuck in the rut, it's so hard to even come up with the word of the opposite feeling sometimes.
Absolutely. And can I just interject here for a moment? If any other listeners are going, yeah, right on, Jimmy, I have that challenge too. It's the whole reason why I put together the little booklet called Pocket Full of Possibilities. And I know you have a copy of it, Jimmy.
I do.
Yeah, and it's a little 16-page little booklet that you can put into a Ziploc baggie. It fits a Ziploc snack-sized baggie, so you can chuck it into your purse or your briefcase or your pocket, carry it with you whenever you go, and you can just open it up. There's 999 words to up your vibration. So 999 possibility words of things that will move you forward. And that's why I put that together, because, you know, you can be sitting in an icky place and you just open up. You don't worry about getting the right word. Just pick any word. It's going to be better than where you're sitting. Because, you know, people were saying to me, how do you do that? The way that I do it is I've just practiced. My inner coach is just really good at it. And my inner coach will just sit there and go, how about this one? How about this one? How about this one? And just throw out all kinds of possibilities, just like my inner critic used to do, was throwing out all of the things that were wrong. Okay, so
that's what I need to do, is not just try to pick one, but just to read through and let just the sequencing of them soak in and shift that perspective a little bit by reading, like just reading one whole column or something, and just letting it kind of, you know, get the texture of all those positive words, like a whole column's worth, maybe is what I need to do.
Well, and you know, I hear you say need to, and I'm hoping you can still hear me. I'm just reaching because I'm trying to reach my pocketfuls right now. Oh, there it is right there. Thank you, Crystal, who put it right at my hand, not where it's usually sitting. My assistant sets me up really well, and sometimes I forget that she's done that. I'm going to do that for an example. Okay, what page would you like me to read? Pick a page between 1 and 16.
Pick a page between 1 and 16. 14.
14, okay, and which column?
Oh, left.
Left column of page 14. All right, let me go for this. I'm going to read these words. And so just everyone who's listening, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you are in a place where you can close your eyes, just listen. I'm just going to read you from page 14 of Pocket Full of Possibilities, 999 words to up your vibration. And you can order this off the website. I think it's around $10, and I'll mail it to you anywhere in the world. Okay? And I'll even sign it for you. Timely. Together. Tolerance. Tranquil, tranquility, transcend, transform, treasure, treasured, treat, tremendous, triumph, true, trust, trusted, trusting, trustworthy, truth, truthful, tuned in, turn it around, unconditional love, understand, understanding, understanding myself, understood, unified, unifying, unique, united, unity, unlimited, up, upbeat, upfront. So how did that work for you, Jimmy?
That was really interesting. I got the book out and flipped over to it as you were doing it as well, but then I closed my eyes and just listened, and it really was interesting, just the sort of gathering up the strands of my attention and putting it onto this list of really positive sounding things. That's an interesting thing. I hadn't thought about just, you know, opening up and reading it more than just one word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I always talk about pick a word, right? The word of the day, and that's what the 365 app is based on, is picking one word. But you can use it that way. Tell yourself a story, because you'll probably have noticed that as I was reading through that, your mind's going, oh, I know about that, I know about that, I know about that. And it starts to gather up positive things to support those words, and then it raises your vibration, which is the whole point.
And I normally think of things like turn it around as a word, but as that, you know, seeing that and going like, oh, there is a lot of positive energy in that phrase and that idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like what we did with the mistake and retake at the top of the show.
Right.
They're not really emotions, but you know the emotion of it. And that concept is covered on page 169 to 172 in the Belief Repatterning book, where that up and down arrow chart is introduced. And I talk about, you know, that walking in nature or reading a book with my grandson or being in the mountains. It may not be an exact emotion. You may not be able to name the emotion, but you sure know what it feels like when you put yourself in that headspace. Just like if I say arguing with your partner about money, everybody's energy just goes boom, and you can feel it. You know, taking a look, I don't know if you're on my Facebook page, but I posted yesterday morning. I got up yesterday morning, opened the curtains, and it was stunning. It was so beautiful. And I just grabbed my iPhone and took a picture and popped it onto Facebook and just said, with a morning that starts like this, I wonder what I can create. Look, and that was my first thought of the morning. I was just like, wow, what can I create with it? Starts like this? You know? Neat. And so it really doesn't matter the how you get yourself over. Just know that you can. So you called in because you wanted some help with repatterning, I bet.
I did. Like I said, the idea of at this age, with the world moving so fast, and sometimes I think it's just me because I'm getting old, but then I just, you know, back from the grocery store this morning and said, wow, even watching the other people in the store, that no, things are moving really fast for everybody. It's not just me. And so
sure.
It's like the more that I try to relax and you know, let go of non-essential things, let go of things that are stressful, that aren't really needful, but that just are old habits, you know, that like making the bed every day, it's okay if I get up and just leave the mattress to air out. It's fine. You know, I don't have to do it just because I was told I had to do it when I was a kid, kind of thing. But it seems like the more I let go, the more it feels like I need to let go of. And I'm like, where's the bottom of this?
Exactly. And great. I want you to write down let go and put a big exclamation mark beside it. Okay, because you have absolutely answered your own question. You just didn't hear it.
That's what I love about talking to you and calling, being able to call in. I love your show so much.
Well, thank you. And when you go back and listen to it, listen to the replay, you're going to go, oh, there's where I answered my own question.
Okay.
What it is that it's about learning to listen to ourselves, right? And as long as we can befriend that inner critic and start to make friends with it, and I do want to talk about that a little bit before the show ends. But here's the thing. You just said, you must have used the word let go about five times, or the phrase let go about five times. And then you said, and the more I try to let go, the more there is to let go of. And I wonder if it's ever going to get to the bottom of it. Jimmy, law of attraction. What we focus on.
There's more of.
Exactly. So you're focusing on what?
What I need to let go of.
And so you get more.
Of things I need to let go of.
There you go. That would be what I call the blinding flash of the dimmer switch. Okay. So, you know, think about when you were a kid and learning to swim and you were in the water and a little bit nervous or maybe even scared and they were saying, let go of the side. And you're like, I'm not letting go of the side. There's no way I'm letting go of the side. But if somebody put their arm on and said, hang on to this, you let go of the side and hung onto their arm.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So focus on what you want to grasp or what you want to receive or what you want to take in or what you want to catch. You know, if you think about a catcher's, but I'm not talking about like, you know, the flu. I'm talking about like what balls do you want to catch that the universe is throwing. So rather than having your attention focused on, I have to let go of this stuff, what do I want to bring in?
That really is the blinding flash of the dimmer switch, as you said. I mean, that is, you know, now I say, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I know that, sort of feel it, but I couldn't get around to getting it through the verbal section to where my consciousness could somehow, you know, hear it.
And grab onto it. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. So let's just do a quick repattern on it. Okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to let go.
I forgive myself for believing I need to let go.
Breathe it in. I give myself permission instead to, and I'm going to let you fill in the blank there. What's the opposite of let go for you? I give myself permission instead.
I give myself permission instead to embrace what I really enjoy.
Breathe that in.
Which
one sounds like more fun?
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay. I can focus on letting go, or I can embrace what I truly want.
I can focus on letting go, or I can embrace what I truly want.
And I choose.
And I choose to embrace what I really want.
Breathe that in. Nice.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay. I choose to embrace what I really want and fill in, you know, in the area of health, in the area of finances, in the area of work, in the area of partnership, whatever it is that you want, that where you've been trying to let go of stuff. Okay? I choose to focus on embracing what I really want in the area of.
I choose to focus on embracing what I really want in the area of my furniture.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. What's your monkey saying?
And yeah, and furniture means furnishing just all those, you know, knickknacks, all the scrapbooks, all the things, because we talked about that a little bit before. So yeah, all the accoutrements that I'm surrounding.
Let me just take a quick moment here to just remind listeners that I am doing the Declutter Your Life workshop, and it starts today. So if you haven't signed up and you'd like some help with that, we will spend tonight, it's 6:30 Calgary time, which is Mountain Time. So that'd be 5:30 Pacific, which makes it 8:30 Eastern. And we go for an hour and 15 minutes. And I think there's about, at this point, I think there's like five or six people. So it's a fairly small group. Jump on if you want to. It's a $49 course, a seminar. And what happens with it is that you also get a one-on-one with me for 20% off, which is $40 off, more or less $37.50 or something like that. So, you know, you almost make back what the course costs in what you can do a one-on-one with me, because I'm really committed to helping people move through their stuff. And so the Declutter Your Life, Declutter Your Mind, is about repatterning your way through. And I think you talked to me last week about that, didn't you, Jimmy?
I think it was the week before, yeah, because I did call last week. Other people that had taken the course did, and I benefited so much from doing that that course. It's just remarkable.
Yeah, super, super. And it's just, you know, it's just helping you move through that stuff, okay? So I am free to embrace what I really want in my home.
I am free to embrace what I really want in my home.
Okay, and breathe that in. Now, there's a couple ways that you could, there's billions of ways you could do it, but a couple that spring to my mind right away is you may want to just go around, pick one room and go around and tell the things that you love. I'm embracing you. I love this hutch. I'm embracing you. I love this chair. This pillow, you go, not loving this one so much. You might go, you know what? Bye. Because I'm embracing what I love in my home.
Yes.
Okay, so you do end up letting go, but you end up letting go by focusing on what you're embracing. And then if something comes up and it doesn't fit, it's that old, you know, that old jingle from Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other, one of these things just doesn't belong. And then all of a sudden it's easy to let it go because you're putting it in the contrast of what you are embracing instead of focusing on what you don't like and getting rid of it.
Yes, and it's so amazing that, you know, I'm a pretty independent-minded, you know, kind of liberated woman, but those old tapes of having to settle, having to make do, having to not rock the boat too much, even in my own head, still try to play. So this your process and talking with you and having your help in doing repatterning really helps to release, to move to a better feeling place about all that kind of stuff.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Jimmy, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. So thank you for listening, and we're going to just do a quick little talk here because I promised you before the break that we were going to talk about why some of those mistakes hang around. And my belief is that we replay those over and over again because we didn't learn what we needed to learn from them. And as soon as we open ourselves up to learning what we need to learn from them, then the sting of it goes away. And so looking for what is it here? What is it here where I can learn something? What is this pointing me toward? So when you look at those mistakes as not defining you, but rather as an invitation to try again, to get our thoughts, words, or actions in sync with each other and what we're trying to accomplish, then mistakes become a natural part of the learning process. And they don't have to hang on and replay and hook in and drive you crazy. Because most of the mistakes we experience are what I call honest mistakes. There wasn't any malice or negative intent. You did the best you knew how. It didn't work out. So it became a detour or a false start. And those are all parts of coming to understand something new. And you need to just have a look at that. And I shouldn't say you need to, but it helps if you just take a look at that. And that supports you in doing the retake. Okay? So I hope that you've had some ahas and some, you know, new insights today. I really enjoyed chatting with you about my focus on mistakes. Next week, we're going to be focusing. The topic is building a solid foundation. So we all know if we're building a building and if the foundation is shaky or crumbling, the structure is unstable. And so I often refer to what we live in as our emotional belief home. And many of us live in old huts that are kind of broken down and falling apart. And so let's look at building a strong foundation for your new emotional home. We're going to turn the attention to building that strong personal foundation. Your personal foundation is what supports you, and it's different and unique for each of us. But what we're going to do is build that strong foundation, and the material that you're going to use is what you have total control over, and what you have total control over are your thoughts. No one else can make you think something. You might think that they can make you think something, but they can't. So that is where we're going to be next week here on CTR Network, Flipping the Switch. Before we go, I'm going to leave you with one quick thought. I know many people that are listening are from places other than Canada, but I'm Canadian, eh? And this weekend coming up is our Thanksgiving. And so I really love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays, partly because I love turkey and I love mashed potatoes and gravy and I love pumpkin pie. But mostly the reason that I love Thanksgiving is because it's an opportunity for me to give gratitude. So if you're not from Canada, I would encourage you to be an honorary Canadian on Monday and just think about the things that you are truly grateful for. And I'm going to give you a little belief repatterning twist on it. When you say, I am grateful for my family, add in, and I'm grateful to myself for the things that I've done that make that family stronger. Or I'm grateful for my friend, and I'm grateful to myself for being the kind of person that has friends like that. I'm grateful for my car, and I'm grateful to myself for making the payments. I'm grateful for my shower, and I'm grateful to myself for paying the bills on time. Just turn that gratitude back towards yourself. I really enjoyed speaking with you. I look forward to speaking with you next week on Flipping the Switch, and we're talking about building a strong foundation. I'm Suze, and you've been listening to CTR Network, Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey. Have an awesome week, and know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. Take care. Have an awesome week. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.